base language, evolved and refined to reflect a superior mode of communication. And then there's Margot's dictionary.
Since you joined the show last year, Margot, there have been some times you get a bit ahead of yourself. How did you describe it earlier this morning?
My mouth speaks before my brain thinks sometimes.
Perfect. There's the scientific description I was looking for.
I'm actually quite smart. Like, I'm intelligent, and I come across really dumb sometimes because I say stupid things.
You race ahead.
And you think that's a once-off, but don't forget this one here. And this is from last year.
P-H-L-E-G-M.
You're right with that?
Phelum.
This one was the kingdomness.
Nobody in the history of royal kingdomness has ever stepped down from the throne.
But then yesterday we were discussing something and we've had to add in a new one.
I'm still trying to figure out what sacrosanct means.
Sacrosanct.
Well, it's sacrosanct. Oh. And it just means do not interfere at all with anything to do with that. And
that should be me. I should just never interfere with anything.
Forbidden.
But then yesterday as well, not only have you stuck to English, you've decided, you know what? It's a big show. Yeah. A lot of time to fill. I'm going to do a little bit of maths.
I'm going to get stuck into the...
I'm 35, halfway to being 40.
I've got another one here. This is from earlier this week or maybe like last week.
Yeah. I probably, as a reviewer, should throw in cinema photography.
No.
Cinema photography.
That's not a word.
Like, what's an F between friends? I mean, come on.
A couple new ones that have popped up yesterday. One was regarding a classic band.
Queen, not the Queen. The other, the band, the Queen.
The band, the Queen.
No, they're just
Queen. We all love the band, the Queen. We all love the Queen.
I reckon that one's all right.
This one, though, you've decided to do a little bit of rhyming. I know you're a fan of rap music, Margot. Here are some of your rhyming skills for everyone.
Blade Runner rhymes with murderer. They both end in ear.
Blade Runner rhymes with murderer.
I can't believe I tried to even, like, do that.
Okay, don't worry about explaining. Play another one.
What about this one?
This is just geniusness.
Geniusness. Yep.
And one more.
Beautiful.
He was the pioneer of hoarding.
The pioneer of hoarding.
Look, now, safe to say,
you hoard
it's not
too many letters into words.
I like a plural. I love a plural. Okay. Anyway, moving right along.
I found a word that's actually a word.
I've found a word that's actually a word.
It's like a new word, and I didn't know that it was a word until the whole coronavirus thing happened. I heard it on the news again last night. They keep
An illegal rooftop party is over for three young men, breaking into a construction site and flouting social distancing rules.
Which one?
Flouting.
Wow.
Have you ever heard of the word flouting before? I've never heard anybody use that in a sentence before the coronavirus hit the nation.
Hold on, now it's all they use. Have you never heard them say the youth flouted the law?
Never. I've never ever heard that. That you disregarded, that you didn't abide by, that you know, like all the other terms that you could use for that. Yeah. I've never seen the word flouting or flouted so much in my life.
Are you a refugee that's just arrived from the Middle East and you're in a camp and they've just released you?
No, I've just never seen that as a word before. It's a new word that all of a sudden has become trendy and everybody's just like grabbed onto.
Fun to say. Flout.
Margot, here's a good way to remember it. You commonly flout the rules of the English language.
The Big Breakfast. The Big Breakfast. Waking you up weekdays from 5:30.